This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union. This is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is supposed to be a democracy.
We're trying to run a city, not a democracy.
It's Sunday night. This is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We are on WOR, 710 AM, the number one talker, Sunday nights in New York City. So before I go crazy and rant about a couple of things bothering me, like if you travel into Penn Station, you have to pick someone up at Penn Station ever. Traveling to LaGuardia lately? I bet you can tell me stories. NYPD quotas, the TLC impounding cars, and of course, recalls. We have about 46,000 recalls. No, I'm not going to read 46,000 things. It's just two recalls for 46,000 cars. What can I tell you? And if we have some time, we'll have some fun at the end with some Mets. But before I get into this, I had the pleasure of meeting a great young man Friday night at Citi Field. You know what? Forget that. Shea Stadium. Yeah, that's it. And his name is Grant Kolb from Denham Springs, Louisiana. Grant, I don't know how old he is. He looks to me to be about 8 or 10 years old. And he and his family, his siblings, his parents, lost their house, all their possessions, their cars, due to the floods you may have heard about down in Louisiana. Well, Denham Springs got hit really bad. So his mom, Andy, okay, they made it safe to friends' houses. They were on the roof when they were rescued, and just minutes after they were rescued, their house was swept away. So everything's gone, and they do have a link. I'm going to repeat it at the end of the show also. 100% of the money, of the donations, is going to go to the family. To replace the house, for clothes, for the school, so, you know, supplies for the kids, for a car, 100%. And that link is called GoFundMe.com/AndyKolb. That's GoFundMe.com/HelpAndy. It's A-N-D-I-E, Kolb, K-O-L-B. And I'll repeat that later in the show before we come to an end. Anyway, Penn Station, busiest taxi stand in the country. I believe it's one of the busiest train stations. You have New Jersey Transit coming in. You have Long Island Railroad coming in. Commuters galore, probably hundreds of thousands of people in and out. And this time of year, it's not uncommon to see people sweating, standing, because there's no benches inside Penn Station, and trains are always late, because there's one track in from New Jersey, and there's one track out to New Jersey. So every train, Amtrak coming up from Washington, coming up from the south, that goes through Penn Station, has to go on that one track, and leaving Penn Station, the same thing. So if there's any delay, any problem, anything with signals or heat related, you're going to be late, and it's not uncommon daily for trains to be late. And then, of course, if you switch it to caucus, you miss your connections. It's wonderful. But if you're coming in and you're late or you're on time, 33rd Street is a great place between 7th and 8th Avenue. And I've seen it. I've seen students come up with their luggage and parents load their truck, you know, their cars, the trunks on 33rd Street. I've seen people just waiting there for relatives. I've seen people dropping off relatives and family. How about family and friends at Penn Station? Because in front of Penn Station on 7th Avenue and 8th Avenue, there are taxi stands. There's really no great place to do it. Well, I also distribute a newspaper called Taxi Insider, which, by the way, you can see on nyctaxinews.com. That website is owned by a retired taxi driver. And I usually park there, and I'll open my trunk, and 50 papers at a time I'll distribute to the cab drivers in front of Penn Station. Well, I got down to 7th Avenue and 33rd Street on Thursday, I believe, and 33rd Street, between 7th and 8th, has been turned into a pedestrian mall!
Oh, no!
Pedestrian mall! Another pedestrian mall? So that means you go down to 31st Street, and you make a right turn. With all the double-decker buses, there's only one lane, 20 minutes to get from 7th Avenue to 8th Avenue. It took me 20 minutes to get from JFK Airport, okay, into the city, and 20 minutes to go one block, from 7th Avenue to 8th Avenue. I had no place to park. I went up 8th Avenue, I went across to 7th, 38th, I went down to 28th. There was no place to park for a few minutes so I can do these newspapers. Is the city going crazy? You know, what's going on? These pedestrian malls are just popping up everywhere. And I mean, it's real important that the largest transportation hub, you know, in the city of New York proper, you know, to close an adjacent street, they're out of their minds. You know, we've had Polly Trottenberg on this show once before, and her staff, I won't say intentionally, but conveniently never calls me back when I ask her to come on because, you know, we bring up things that are the truth. I don't ambush anybody. I tell them in advance what I want to talk about. And right now I want to talk about 33rd Street being closed and, you know, and access to the Department of Transportation in New York City. It's ridiculous. So you're going to sweat longer, you're going to wait longer, and if you have somebody picking you up at Penn Station, be prepared to walk 30 miles so they can get a parking place near Penn Station. It's nuts. Oh, that feels better. Good. Okay. Interestingly enough, if you need a traffic device put at a dangerous intersection, well, Department of Transportation is right there. I mean, let's say you're a senator or a councilman and, you know, somebody was killed at an intersection or there happens to be senior citizens housing, you know, a couple of blocks away, you know, or even housing for the development for Holocaust survivors on the corner. I mean, certainly any politician can easily get a traffic device like a light put at an intersection that's dangerous. Well, our guest right now is New York State Senator Tony Avella. And by the way, he is a member of the Transportation Committee, as well as Education, as well as Cultural Affairs, Judiciary. He's the Chair of Children and Families, Vice Chair of Environmental, and on and on. And he's always dedicated his life to working for the middle class in New York City, okay, in New York State now. He was first elected to the New York State Senate in 2010. And he joined the Independent Democratic Conference. That's a coalition of five Democratic senators. And they're focused on bipartisan efficiency in the Senate. They're committed to bettering the lives of working class families across the state. And what I remember Tony for when he was a city councilman is he respected the will of New York City voters who twice passed term limits. That means Bloomberg wanted to run for a third term, and he put out a referendum, and the people of the city of New York, not once, but twice, voted and said no politician should run more than two terms. So Tony refused to run for a third term for his council seat. Guess what? Did Bloomberg? Oh, you bet your britches, the bully billionaire, britches and all, ran for a third term, and he won! It was close, but he won. Anyway, getting back to the Department of Transportation, right now with us is Senator Tony Avella. Thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show, Senator.
Hey, it's always a pleasure.
Great. In your district, I was talking about certain things with the Department of Transportation, and I think Polly Trottenberg, in her first year, was quite accessible. And she didn't stand down to anything. She was all over the place, press conferences, and politicians especially. I mean, I'm sure you have access all the time. So why don't you tell our listeners what's going on trying to get a device in your neighborhood, in your district?
Well, I'm sure my neighborhood isn't any different from any other neighborhood in the city of New York. it's like pulling teeth to try and get an all-way stop or traffic light, or in the case that I'm fighting for, is a simple left-turn signal. And I've been fighting for this going back to even before I was elected to the city council. It's like, I don't know what you have to do to
get... Is that
get,
in years or is that in decades?
It's actually, I think we're well over the first decade. We're approaching on 2 decades at this point to try and get left-turn signals for this one intersection in Bay Terrace, Bayside, Corporal Kennedy Street and 26th Avenue. There's a senior center on the corner. There's housing for Holocaust survivors on the corner. There's a shopping center a block away. You would think this is a no-brainer. 2 people have died over 10 years at this location. And yet the city, the Department of Transportation, refuses to put left turn signals. And it has a traffic light. But there are so many cars turning, you need a turn signal. The latest thing is Trottenberg, you know, responds to me saying, well, we're going to study it again by this pedestrian group that they have within DOT. And I wrote back to her saying, well, that's nice, but anything less than a left turn signal is unacceptable. Because the one thing I don't want is what you mentioned earlier in your show, is some sort of pedestrian mall.
That's an idea. We'll slow traffic down to a standstill.
It's just ridiculous. It's all part of this vision, the mayor's Vision Zero, which is
where some people say zero vision.
Yeah, it's a total failure, because all the mayor did was come up to Albany and say he wanted to reduce the speed limit. Originally, he wanted 20 miles an hour, and we all said, you're crazy. So we agreed with 25. But I said to the mayor and his people, and DOT and Polly Trottenberg, it's not just about lowering the speed limit. You have to have more controls at various intersections. You have to move traffic along safely. You have to, have motorists be able to move and protect pedestrians at the same time. They don't get that. They think it's all about the speed limit, putting up speed cameras, and that's it. But it's not. It's more. You have to do more to finally improve, traffic safety in the city.
It amazes me that in surplus years like now, there's a lot of money, and I will tip my hat, I'm not wearing either, but I'll tip it, to the Department of Transportation in New York City for repaving roads and fixing potholes. They seem to have done a great job, more so than any mayor in the last 20 years that I could remember. But, being out of touch with reality, and I'm saying that not only for the Department of Transportation, but also for the Port Authority at LaGuardia Airport. I pleaded a couple of weeks ago to please. I stayed on a ramp. The traffic was stagnant. It was backing up onto the Grand Central Parkway. And then lo and behold, a reporter at CBS, Lou Young, actually did a story a couple of days later. And what he found is the gridlock is so epic. Now, understand this, folks. It's a $5.3 billion project. You think you can keep the traffic moving? So the epic gridlock actually prompted some air travelers to get out of their taxis on the Grand Central Parkway and drag their luggage into the airport by foot. All right. Not only that, but even employees can't get to work. It's crazy. Now, an employee, David Holloway, was quoted as saying a lot of people was missing their flights, a lot of people complaining, co-workers were complaining trying to get here. And here's a quote, people were double parking their cars, getting out, leaving their cars, walking to the airport. It was kind of like the end of the Civil War when the troops are like straggling back home. That was Barry Duke. And, he said one elderly passenger nearly dropped trying to get the terminal. I mean, these are great, hardworking police officers, and I understand that they, there's concerns about traffic. And there are concerns also about hustling, and there are concerns about employee theft. But my God, how do you let it get to a point where you can literally be sitting in traffic for 40 minutes inside the airport without moving. And, you know, it's similar. I'm making an analogy between that. It's horrific. There's a story. Epic gridlock prompts travelers to drag luggage along Grand Central Parkway, you know, to LaGuardia Airport. And on the other hand, you have the Department of Transportation, okay, which you've been trying to get a left turn signal light for almost 20 years, and now they're studying it again. I mean, is this something that, you know, when you have all this money, you just you're out of touch with reality?
It's this bureaucratic response lately that the Department of Transportation has had going back now several mayors, in my opinion. But this mayor is just focused on this Vision Zero and the speed limit. But there seems to be this underlying anti-motorist attitude that permeates the city government. Yes, we have to protect pedestrians, but you have to move traffic. You have to move not only pedestrian, you know, motorists, average people going back and forth to work or to school, but also the trucks. I mean, this is part of the city economy. I mean, I don't know how much it must cost small business in the city of New York for somebody making a delivery to sit in traffic for hours. I mean, we have to stop this anti-motorist attitude, and we have to move traffic along safely. And that's something we're not doing. And whether it's a left turn signal or whether it's at the airport or whether it's at the bridges or the tunnels, and you know I'm against putting tolls on the East River bridges. I mean, we have to do something about this.
Our phone number is 800-321-0710. We're on with Tony, Senator Tony Avella for the next few minutes. And I'm telling you, Taxi Dave is making a statement here. Don't fly in or out of LaGuardia Airport, folks. Go to JFK. Go to Newark. Go to Westchester. But always take a yellow cab. All right? Don't fly in or out of LaGuardia. It is a disaster. And while you're at it, don't go into Penn Station. You will be sorry if someone's picking you up or vice versa. Okay? It is a disaster. Make other plans. You'll thank me later. You will not be able to get anywhere near there. And that was on a Sunday I was down there. I'm sorry, it wasn't a Thursday. It was a Sunday. Can you imagine what it's like during the week with rush hours? It's going to be crazy. Oh, we have a caller, Mike. You're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Taxi Dave. Hello?
You're live.
Hi, David. I heard you talking about LaGuardia Airport, and I have a comment. I know there is construction in LaGuardia, and that's a problem, but the biggest problem is now the Uber cars have found a way now because his arrival is very congested. So on the phone, they tell their customers to go to departure. And if you go to departure to any terminal, you'll see Uber cars lined up, and they're rather than dropping customers, they're picking up customers. So now when we bring in customers to LaGuardia to drop them, there's no place because the Uber cars and the black cars are sitting there waiting for their customers to come out.
That would cause some traffic, right, Michael?
Tell me about it. On Tuesday, I dropped my customers almost by the marine terminal because for 20 minutes, like you were saying, I wasn't moving. And finally, the girl, I said, look, you look like a young girl, and you're really wearing jeans and sneakers. I think you could do it. Start running.
That's about a mile away from the main terminal, folks.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
It's absurd what's going on.
Yes.
Well, thank you for your input. I do appreciate it. Bob, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, Dave?
Okay.
The irony of all this thing is this. The thing, they talk about the anti-motorists, there's also anti-public transport. How come LaGuardia, et cetera, was never thought, said, well, what public transport do we have running in there? Why not give it priority? And set the thing up so that you have a circulation system so that things don't go into gridlock.
It's poor planning. You know, they're doing a lot of construction work. The terminals are going to be closer to the Grand Central Parkway. But one thing they totally alleviated to do was respond to the overwhelming traffic gridlock that the construction is causing right now. Oh, they're saying, oh, yeah, by the time the summer's over, we'll have it under control.
Yeah, the thing is, if you're listening to radio broadcast, that thing goes all the way out to the east end of Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it, Bob. Our number is 321-0710. That's 800. And our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. Okay. So what, Senator Avella, what is the prognosis? How long do you think this survey and finally getting a left turn signal will take on one corner after almost 20 years?
Well, they say they'll finish the study by the fall, but I'm not optimistic. I think it'll come back with the same old nonsense. Or they're going to do some sort of pedestrian walkway, which helps pedestrian, but it doesn't help move the traffic, which is the issue, and that's why you need left turn signals. I had another intersection, which in Mitchell Linden in Queens in my district, where it's almost a naturally occurring retirement community. There's a senior center down the block, and it's a very strange intersection. Can't get an all-way stop. Can't get a traffic light. So, after, again, almost the same amount of time, year after year after year. So finally, I have the borough commissioner out there. We go over it. So what they did was they created a little traffic island off one of the corners. And I said, well, okay, let's take a look at it. They did it. No help whatsoever. No help. So in their mind, they did something, but they didn't resolve the problem. And
so you think this study is a delay tactic till after the election?
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, they're not afraid to say no.
Okay.
they always say no, and they always, what they do is they say, well, it doesn't meet the federal criteria. It's a very complicated equation from the Federal Department of Transportation, which, in my opinion, you plug in speed, you know, the speed of cars, number of motorists, any unique traffic, number of accidents, any unique conditions of the roadway. But at the end of the day, they still say no. It's always been my feeling and my belief that they're misinterpreting the federal criteria. In fact, when I was first elected to the Senate, I contacted the Federal Department of Transportation. I asked them to review what the city of New York is doing. And they actually said to me, New York City is interpreting the criteria wrong, and they made the city redo its website on how it describes the criteria. I still think they're doing it wrong, though. But I thought it was interesting that the feds even said the city's interpreting the federal guidelines incorrectly.
Well, I thought English 101 was a prerequisite for being in government. Let's take one more caller. Brooklyn Tommy, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Taxi Dave. How you doing? Okay. I know you're talking about traffic. Today is the MTV Music Awards in Madison Square Garden. I'd like to know, de Blasio and the Department of Traffic, why would they shut down the Midtown Tunnel and cause crazy traffic for the whole weekend? It's one thing to do it during the weeknights, but if they know they have a major event, why would they do this? Traffic is chaotic this weekend because one tunnel was closed. One of the lanes were closed. It's ridiculous. And not to mention, we don't have no more taxi stands. They're all gone.
Not to mention 33rd Street near the Garden.
Oh, forget that. Even, you know, it's even worse. But I don't understand.
You sound upset.
It took me an hour and a half to get from JFK to Midtown yesterday.
An hour and a half on a Saturday.
On a Saturday.
That's not even rush hour.
It's not even rush hour. And it's normally 30, 45 minutes at the most.
All right, folks, a lot of frustrated folks out there in the heat. Remember, drink a lot of water. Don't get upset. You want to yell and scream? Call me. I yell and scream all the time. Senator, I know you have a busy evening. I want to thank you so much for coming on the Taxi Dave Show once again, and we hope to speak with you soon.
Well, it's a pleasure, and it's always a pleasure to listen to your listeners and to hear directly from them how bad things have gotten. So thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, thanks again. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. I have a lot of things to talk about, as I said before. The TLC's impounding cars, NYPD quotas, recalls, and then I'm going to give out that address again, that link again, to help a special family who lost everything in the floods down in Louisiana. So stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that.
He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep.
This is the Taxi beep, Dave beep, Show. We're back. Beep, beep, and I'm Taxi beep, Dave. You hear that song? Some of you know I have a 74 Cadillac Eldorado. And I was driving down the old 17 today. For those of you who used to go up to the Catskill Mountains, not too far from the old Red Apple Arrest. And I got a blowout. The blowout actually blew the skirt off my car. And for those of you who don't know, on some of the older cars, they have these things that cover half of the tire. They call them skirts. No, I don't put clothing on my cars. It's actually a piece of metal. And blew it out, and I see something in my rearview mirror. I pull over to the side of the road. There's no full shoulder. There's a half a shoulder. And the entire tread of my tire popped off the tire. And the tread looked great on all four tires. And there I am. I'm on the phone with AAA, and AAA is a great association. You know, if they can find you, it's a great association. So they asked me where I was, and I told them, I'm on, 17 South, between Tuxedo and Monroe or Harriman, but, I'm on 17 South. 17 South, is that in Lancaster? I'm like, no, it's not. It's in New York. Oh, okay, in New York. Well, let's see. I'm not finding it, sir. Is it Old Country Road? I'm like, no, I'm not in Long Island. I am in upstate New York between Tuxedo on 17 South, the old 17. Okay, that's what they call it, the old 17. Are you in Chester, New York? No. Middletown? No. And I repeated again and again. I said, look, I'm just east of Sterling Forest. That's where I am. Oh, you're in New Jersey. No, I'm not in New Jersey. I'm in New York. And what the outcome was, you know what, I'm going to put you on hold, or if you want, I'll call you back. And when we find it, I'm going to get somebody else on, and we'll call you back. I said, great, call me back. And with that, a police car saw the debris in the road, picked it up, and, pulled in behind me. And with its lights on, thank God, because half the car was on the road, and I was waving cars off, so it didn't hit me. And I want to just give a shout-out to Officer William Hall from the Tuxedo Police Department, because he did a great job for me. And, I requested, instead of waiting for AAA, I requested a tow truck from, Harriman. I've used them before and stuff. And the guy came. He changed the flat for me. And I'm going to be sending a bill to AAA. I hope they don't give me a hard time, because I'm still waiting for the callback from AAA. This happened 7 hours ago. Okay? Oh, okay. Thank you. I got that off my chest. So thanks again, Officer Hall from Tuxedo. Rich, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Okay, just lost. Let me read a couple of emails. I have three emails, all from females. One from Rhode Island, one from Texas, and one from Idaho. And basically, they all say the same thing. What do you think of cab drivers not having to speak English? Is that something I'm supposed to be for or against? What do you mean? Well, you know what? I think you have it a little confused. Okay? Because the press conference, I'm getting my emails mixed up here. It's not that cab drivers don't have to speak English. Don't you hate when people call you when you're on the air, call your cell phone? This is so annoying. It's not having to take the English proficiency test. One thing I learned at a job fair a few years ago at the downtown Brooklyn Marriott, where over 2,000 New Yorkers, almost exclusively immigrants, came to this job fair, and there were literally thousands of jobs available. They came because they heard there was no English proficiency test, but they all spoke English perfectly. Sometimes there's a problem with the language, writing the English. If you have a test and you say, okay, Joe wants to go to 48th Street, and it's like the guy says, well, is that 40th Street or 48th Street? So the English proficiency test doesn't have to be taken, but that does not mean that they don't have to speak English. In the past, let me just see who this is. Hello. We're on the air at the Taxi Dave Show. Why do you keep calling me? Who is this?
Taxi Dave Show?
No. If you want to call the Taxi Dave Show, call 800-321-0710. Thank you. Oh, there we go. You speak English, but you just can't write the English. It's okay, the English proficiency. So, and it is the last thing you learn, a new language. Claudette's telling me that, and I'm going to thank Claudette a little later for something she helped me out with regarding my dog. But anyway, in the past, the TLC wanted to raise the standard and make sure that everyone had to speak English. In case no one, if you didn't know this, if you wanted a license for an Uber car, no one had to speak English to get an Uber license, a for-hire vehicle license. You didn't have to speak English. But now, all of a sudden, instead of raising the bar for all those Uber drivers to take the English proficiency test, the bar's been lowered, okay? for yellow cab drivers not having to take the English proficiency test. So maybe a lot of those drivers who want to drive yellows can come over, you know, and that's what it is. It's not that they don't have to speak English. It's they don't have to take the test. So thanks a lot for those emails, ladies. I do appreciate it. Carl, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're live.
Oh, good. I've got a question for you, Dave. I live in Nevada, and I lease out my cab. And I just found out that you don't have to have the owner be one of the drivers on a leased cab anymore. Is that correct?
Well, how the hell are you going to commute from Las Vegas if it wasn't correct?
I was grandfathered and been leasing since 1984. And then when they changed the rules, those people that had already been allowed to lease.
Okay, Carl. It was called the owner must drive rule. Okay? This originally started back under Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani, because they didn't know what to do. I remember what happened. There was a horrible story about an Asian Yankee baseball player who got off a plane at JFK Airport, and some unscrupulous driver charged him $400 to go to Yankee Stadium. That was before electronics and GPS and TPEP and signing in and all that other stuff. So the Taxi and Limousine Commission and Mayor Giuliani dictated them. They felt that career drivers were the best drivers and the safest drivers. Well, maybe everybody's safe, but they were the career drivers, you know, who had a vested interest. That's who they wanted, people who drove long-term. So if you bought an individual medallion from 1990 moving forward until this year, the owner had to drive. That's the short version. The Taxi and Limousine Commission, it's no secret that the asset of the New York City taxi medallion has been reduced in value, and a lot of the owners cannot lease them anymore because the leasing agents are having trouble getting drivers, and, you know, there's no long-term drivers. So they did away with the owner must drive rule. That's what they did. It is the truth. There's no longer, the owner does not have to drive a yellow cab anymore if they purchase it. They can buy it for an investment. Does that answer your question, Carl?
Partially. My second half of my question is, sooner or later my wife and I are going to pass on, and my daughters are going to inherit the cab. Will they be able to lease it without driving?
The answer is yes, they will be.
That's what I wanted to know.
Okay. From Nevada. Yeah. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it. Let's take one more call before our next break. Terry, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. So I'm one of those people that bothers you all the time, and you have to calm down as a medallion owner. I'm also a security professional who has also seen the unscrupulous drivers. And I had one where the taxi driver charged $700 to get to the Hilton from JFK. So I beat you out on the $400.
When was that?
That was in the 90s, early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. But so my gripe, it's not really a question, but so my driver, so I own a medallion. Since then, I bought a medallion. And I used to drive as well. And now I'm back in the hotel business. And the driver that I have now, long-term driver, great person, so far I've lowered his lease. And he's come to me again because he can't afford the lease. He drives by himself. And I'm not sure if I'm going to have to take the taxi back or he's going to give it up and I'll have to drive again. Is there anything you could tell me to calm me down this time?
Well, first of all, the chairwoman did publicly state last month that compared to 6 or 7 months ago, New York City taxi drivers are earning 3 to 5% less than they were before. So there is some truth to what your driver is saying. However, on the other hand, and this leads me into something I want to talk about after our break. On the other hand, we have access, and you have access, to something called TPEP. Okay, that's the credit card figures,
right.
The amount of money the driver makes on the meter, whether it be cash or whether it be credit cards.
Right.
And, you know, there's an amount, and you see it because you have to file a certain form.
Right.
You see how much he earns and how much he makes. And that leads me to something else that has to do with taxes, and we're going to cover that after the break. So I'm glad you brought it up. But right now, a lot of drivers are saying they've never been treated as well. They're treated with respect by garages, by leasing agents, and by the owners. And a lot of them are feeling out and trying to get the best deal they possibly can. So there's a lot of that going around right now. You're not the only one. If he's a good driver and you've been a good, you know, owner for him and giving him a fair price, I don't see why he would leave, because you don't know what you're going to get. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. You hear that, driver for Terry? Hear that? Thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. When we come back, we'll take some more calls. I'll talk about the recalls. I do want to talk about the taxes. It's something that Carl brought up, you know, and it is very important. You need to hear about this. So I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. And by the way, in the Melrose building, you can also get insurance there, all kinds, commercial insurance and residential insurance, commercial mortgages, home mortgages. You know, you should give Melrose Credit Union a shout out and a shot. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Love to take my feet, went down a shallow water. My leg, I'm flagging back to mother. Give up a fast call, give it cross green river.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Talking about a heat now.
Taxi Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Hey now, how you doing? Here's an email. Did you get your skirt back? For those of you listening to the whole show, I won't believe what just happened. Tuxedo officer William Hall called me. He found my skirt. He said it's flat as a pancake. I guess a bus ran it over. But he has the skirt, and he left it somewhere for me. And I'm going to pick up my skirt tomorrow. And don't say anything nasty. Understand? So thanks for that question. Got a few emails and, gosh, a few callers also. So let me just read a quick email. So the TLC says you can't fluctuate your rates, that you're a public service, and then the people say, right. That's why you need to protect us. The TLC can't let somebody come and just do the things that we can't do and take our business. That's one. Here's another. Hello, Taxi Dave. This week I experienced a situation where a customer left a wallet back in the beauty parlor and was on the way to her job interview. She didn't realize this until the end of my ride. She became very emotional and she started to cry. She wanted to pay for the fare by PayPal. I told her to calm down and try to remember where she last saw her wallet. Okay, the fare was about $30. I was left conducting a PayPal transaction, and I know I'm not supposed to, and I was about to lose the fare, and the only solution that made sense for both of us. After the transaction, she contacted the beauty salon, and they stated that they had her wallet in their possession. She was so happy and stated she never had anyone in the city that treated her so nicely and patiently. Hopefully, we can have more payment options like this in the future to satisfy the customers like this one was. It's a nice story. The predicted future is likely, it's another email, the predicted future is likely to include autonomous taxis. There won't be a need to have a partition in the taxi because there wouldn't be a need to protect the driver. Black cars and taxis both won't have partitions. Taxis may still accept cash with the addition of a cash payment machine. These vehicles or a certain portion will be autonomous wheelchair accessible vehicles capable of loading and securing a wheelchair. An equal percentage will be in both taxis and black cars. So there's no difference there. In the future, there's no difference between them. The issue of taxi medallions will be obvious. The city would have sold these rights to some while giving away these rights to others. The government will be forced to accept and to choose that either taxi medallion owners be the only ones allowed to perform this service, or the government must compensate their owners. Wow. From Simon. Some good emails. Okay, let's get to, you know what, let me read the recalls here. I know a lot of people have been waiting for that, and there's a lot of other stuff I want to talk about. General Motors recalling 2016 Malibu hybrid vehicles. The affected vehicles have a shutoff switch for the high-voltage battery, which may not have been properly installed. And obviously, the high-voltage power while driving is cut off. Stalling in the middle of the highway is no fun. Mitsubishi is recalling certain 2015 Outlander sport vehicles equipped with a 2.0-liter engine. The CVT hose may not have been properly secured, allowing the hose to detach and leak transmission fluid. And, folks, if transmission fluid contacts a hot surface, there could be a fire. There you go. Those are two recalls, 46,000 vehicles. There's so much more here. You know what? Maybe I do need a two-hour show. This is getting nuts. Why don't we just take a caller right now because the phones are starting to back up again. Hank, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, Dave, yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, am I on?
You're on live.
Okay, look. Yes, you had something about accessible rider on your last week's show.
Okay.
Okay, look, I'm an 89-year-old veteran, and I was bumped off patient travel down to, I live in Queens, Glendale. I had to go down to Brooklyn and other places. I was bumped off travel, and I put on AccessoRide. Everything was fine until suddenly that now the drivers of the AccessoRide buses don't want to, I live up in way up on a dead end street, all the way up as far as you can go.
What borough do you live in?
Queens.
Okay.
And they say they can't make a broken U-turn. They won't come up. They want to drop me off about 500 feet down.
But what do they expect you to do? Crawl down the block to the car?
That's exactly what the last time the driver did this. He wanted to go in the market and put me in a shopping cart and wheel me up.
You're serious, aren't you?
No, yeah, correct. Damn right I'm serious. I tried the mayor's office, MOVA.
You're a retired vet. There's a councilman by the name of Ulrich. He's the head of the Veterans Administration Services, UL, R-I-C-H, I believe, but Ulrich, it begins with U-L, council member,
yeah,
New
okay.
York City Council.
Councilman?
Call him, and because somebody needs to put some pressure on, and hopefully Accessoride isn't like the New York City Department of Transportation or the Port Authority at LaGuardia with epic traffic jams, as we were discussing earlier, and hopefully you'll get some satisfaction from Eric Ulrich's office. Let me know what happens, please, okay?
Okay. And Mulder, right. You heard of them? At Mayor's Office, VA?
Yeah, I mean, not only
that,
but they have the Office for People with Disabilities. You know, you might have you spoken with that agency of,
yeah,
of New York City?
Yeah, look, it's a long story, and you got a lot of callers.
Okay. Listen, Hank, stay on the line. I'm going to ask Noah to take your phone number right after he connects me with the next caller. Okay, so thanks for calling and listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're going to talk again, Hank. Noah, let me take Matt on the phone, and please take Hank's phone number for me, and then I'll read some other stuff. Thanks. Matt, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastical.
I always say knew that about you. So I got to tell you, I don't know, I got, like, all kinds of calls all last week in my office about the problem at LaGuardia Airport and what was going on. And I don't know if you saw the article in the Post. There was, like, a woman that jumped out of a black car, and she was hitting other cars with her umbrella or something because the traffic was so gridlocked at that point.
Road rage. You know what? That's passenger road rage.
That was passenger road rage. I got to get to my flight. So anyway, but yeah, I got a lot of calls about that. And what you and Tony Avila spoke about with the traffic in the city and the pedestrian plazas, I mean, I've been screaming about that for a long time already, and it's just getting absurd. I mean, now, and I don't know if anybody's noticed this, but now, like, and I noticed this particularly at 42nd Street and 10th Avenue, the light, instead of turning green when the traffic is stopped going northbound, the light doesn't turn green for a while, but the pedestrians can cross 10th Avenue.
That's right. That's throughout the city they're doing that.
Yeah, and there's like a seven or a ten second delay. And that is just making traffic even worse. I don't know what they were thinking and what geniuses are working for this, the Department of Transportation, but they are totally, totally clueless as to what's going on as far as traffic in this city.
They won't even let it at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you're a yellow cab, you can't even drive in the bus lane on Madison Avenue. It's nuts. Matt, what do you do for a living?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I'm the COO of LOMPTO.
Oh, there you go. Very, very good.
That's what I was talking about when I said all of my members have been calling me all week.
And you said you've been getting all these calls. I was wondering.
I guess the translation got mixed up. Who do you think you were talking to?
Well, I didn't know who I was. I thought I was talking to Matt, who's calling the Taxi Dave Show. So let me ask you something, okay, while you're on the phone. There was an article in March that came out, and a police officer, Edwin Raymond, said, I've been a cop for 8 years, and in the last 8 years, I've unfortunately witnessed the quota system, and it destroys lives. Now, you know, Officer Raymond, he's one of 12 officers suing the NYPD, alleging that the department continues to use number-driven police tactics. And then this week, or last week, an article came out. There's a lawsuit for $75 million. Officer Michelle Hernandez, she's claiming she's been retaliated against by supervisors for not fulfilling their summons writing quotas. And she's been a cop for 14 years. Have you heard anything about this from your members?
No, not at all. I mean, this is the first I'm hearing about it. And listen, I've been in the taxi business for, you know, how many years? 40 years? 50 years? Quotas in this city is nothing new. I mean, this has been going on since I remember when I got out of the Army 50 years ago, I was thinking of becoming a cop. And my uncle, who was a cop, dissuaded me because of things like this.
Do you think there's a quota system at the Taxi and Limousine Commission?
Well, if it's in one agency, I'm sure that it's in all agencies.
Okay. Matt from Lompo, I want to thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show. And call back again. Okay?
Yeah, I will, Dave. Take
we'll
care, buddy.
Some more. Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit about... taxes. You have to be truthful on your taxes, folks. Because right now, okay... especially with medallion loans. It's not an asset loan anymore. It's an income-based loan, and you have to give 2 years taxes. If anyone is, you know, if anyone is going to lie, I mean, you know, you can't say that you spend $25,000 a year in gas when you drive a hybrid. You can't say you spend $500 a week in car washes. I'm not saying that happens. I'm just saying truthfulness in your taxes is going to come back to pay you off in the end and in the long run. We're going to have an accountant on later with that. A lot of you know my dog was sick for a while, and what you don't know is during one of the shows, my dog actually had a seizure, and I want to thank Claudette for calming him down while the show was going on. We had to put him to sleep, and Claudette, I just wanted to thank you publicly. I want to thank Tony Avella, and unfortunately, we have to go now. We'll speak to you soon. I'm Taxi Dave, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. I got to go now. Hey, taxi, get me out of here. And congratulations to the Little League World Series camps from New York. Yeah, baby!
This is a podcast from WOR.